Where's my sound? Where's my sound at? There's my sound. There's my sound. There's my sound. Hey, yo, E, what you got? Go E. 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 Yo. Yo. Hey, yo. I know one day you're going to kick some funky, fresh-ass shit for me. I know
it. One day. Not today.
I feel like I got to keep doing it just so that one day you just...
Not today. One day you will hear me spit.
Hey.
It will not be legit.
Oh, man.
I had two bars. That's two. It.
Three. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
I got two.
I have zero.
Two
I have bars. Zero bars.
Two bars.
Two bars. We're going to start calling E2
no
Boss.
Names in the jar.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Here we are.
Oh, boy.
5 p.m., 5:10, 5
oh,
something.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Come Union. It's your host, TK the Kid. Sitting here with my lovely cousin, E Day.
What's up?
What up? Black is not in the building today. Black is taking a rest day.
Yeah.
So, Black, we sending you some vibes of love and light. Retta also taking a bye day, sending you some love and light. So we do what we
always
do all the time.
All the time.
We're gonna call this show the riot show. Whenever the two of us are just together,
it's a riot.
It's a riot. So we're just gonna knock this shit out. Knock this shit out real quick. So we're gonna get started with our affirmation, and then we're just gonna talk some shit. Oh shit, I did it. Slimmed and brokey.
You breaking stuff.
No.
Just don't break it again.
No.
You breaking stuff.
No.
No.
Oh, all right, so affirmations. Right. Let's get to
Let's
it. Because it don't matter if it's two of us or four of us. Affirmations
right.
are important.
That's right. All right, here we go. I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
I am whole.
I am whole. Here and whole.
That's right.
Always the favorite part. I'm never going to get tired of saying that because that's absolutely my favorite two lines of the entire thing. It just kind of reminds me that I'm alive. I feel like your man's playing with us today. Your man's is out here playing with us today.
Oh, you got to
don't get me hype and shit.
Hey,
don't get me hype in this. Today. See? Hey, luckily I don't smoke no more because this
that.
Shit right here would have my ass like lit. And he thinks that shit is funny as hell. That's
oh
wild. But yeah. Riot. See, that's just what I'm talking about.
Woo.
Team Riot. Yeah, he's with the shits. Look at him. He's with the shits. He's with the shits. Hey, yo, we're not going
to
survive the show like this. Not going
to
be able to survive the show like this. Oh, my goodness. But no, for real, that shit makes me feel like I'm proclaiming. Like, when do you wake up and say, I'm alive? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like people actually wake up with the kind of reality check, like, you know you breathing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like every time I say I'm here and I'm whole, I'm, like, saying I am alive. Yeah, like, I am alive.
I'm here. Like,
here.
Take
like,
it all.
Physically here, mentally, emotionally, all here, all present,
yeah,
all well. You know, even when I'm not well, you know, proclaiming wellness over myself or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And just really acknowledging with gratitude that I exist. Mm-hmm. It's my existence that I feel like I'm sitting in when I use those two lines.
Yeah.
I'm here and I'm whole.
I agree.
That shit is heavy.
Yeah.
That's some heavy ass shit, E.
Mm-hmm.
You came through in a clutch with that one.
I'm surprised.
I know. You did that shit, and we've been rocking. Real,
because I am not a writer.
Yo, because the day, no lie. Like, when she brought up, I feel like we should have an affirmation. And I was like, bet, write that shit. And she was like,
what?
You're the writer. Why am I right? Because it was your idea. Right. And I feel like God doesn't bring you and doesn't bring you. So, you know what I'm saying? He don't get you there, but don't take you through it. So if he gave you the idea, he's going to take care of the rest. And look, won't he do it?
He did.
He did it. Clutch.
Clutch. Clutch.
Oh, all right, so you're weak. One word.
Entertaining.
Yes. So is this like weekend? Is this week? Isn't it crazy that we was real live just having my birthday dinner like a week ago? Like, that shit is wild. Yeah, I literally just said that last night or this morning. I was like, yo, that shit really happened a week ago.
A week ago.
About a week ago. But I feel like that shit was like yesterday.
Yeah. It literally
was a week ago. And I feel like we spent months like riding down to it to get through it, and it go like
it came and went
lightning. It almost like, did we go? we went, but I'm like, God damn, were we there?
Yeah, it was entertaining
from
start to finish. Like on the flight, I'm speaking of like our trip.
It's just the two of us, so we might as well talk and have it up.
Yeah, so. From start to finish, it was entertaining. From like when we got in the Uber, my sister and I, to the plane.
Right. Leaving the house?
Leaving the house to the hotel. Uh-huh. Like, it was all like, okay. From the people watching to the food.
People watching is like fun.
Yeah. It was
super fun.
It was entertaining. I'm glad I went. It was fun.
That shit was epic. My shit is epic. My word is fucking epic, yo. First and foremost, I've never been on a girls' trip, group. I have been somewhere where we've gone as a group. Mm-hmm. I think it was like maybe 5 or 6 couples that went, so that's 12 people, right? Mm-hmm. And we were kind of like doing group activities together inside. We had went to Massanutten or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the largest group trip that I've taken, but also the only group trip that I've taken until now. So at some point, hey Yana, hope you feeling better.
We miss you.
We do. This trip, at no point did we have everybody together, but over the course of the entire trip there was up to like 32 people, if I counted them out, including, you know, people's kids and, you know, stuff like that. 32 people, yo. Y'all don't want to go live with me. I think she's buzzing in.
Then she can maybe do her...
Oh, yeah. Then we can get our spiritual advisory. See if she can pop on. Try it again, y'all, if it don't work. But, yeah, I think it was like, if I counted it out, I think it got to, if we include Cousin Jimmy. Shout out to Cousin Jimmy if you out there watching. He said he was going to watch and share it so his friends out in Baton Rouge and everywhere else that he's affiliated with would see it. But Jimmy got so. Jimmy got so. Jimmy got, Jimmy got, Jimmy got so. That was our shit with Jimmy. But no, if you include Cousin Jimmy, I think we got to about 32 people.
Wow, I didn't know
at
that.
At a point. Yeah, I think that our original count was like 28-ish. And then I think it was like a couple stragglers that popped in, and then Jimmy, and then I think it was like one other person that hadn't been accounted for.
Okay.
At one point, but it was like in waves because even at my party, so Rachel and them weren't there. Yeah. Cousin Jimmy weren't there because Rachel and them didn't get until Sunday. And then so the following day, you know, Fred and them were gone. So it was kind of like in a wave. When we got there, so Jack and Nick were there on Wednesday, then we got there on Thursday. Then a good piece of the core group came on Friday. But then you guys showed up on Saturday. Rachel and them showed up on Sunday. And then people started leaving on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I feel like it was really... It was a dope. Like I said, I have to call it epic. It's probably one of the best birthday experiences I've had in my whole life.
Good.
Trip-wise, it was dope, you know, getting out and seeing a place that I've been wanting to see. Like, I always wanted to go to New Orleans because of Princess and the Frog, right? But, okay. Like, the restaurant's not even real. Like, hey, yo, no. At one point, like, I was really, like, trying to look up the restaurant because Michelle was like, so when I said I wanted to go to Evangeline's, I just remembered the Frog kept saying that.
And ain't no place called
Evangeline. It was.
Oh, okay.
So we went to a restaurant called Evangeline's, but Michelle thought the Evangeline's was the restaurant from The Princess and the Frog. And I'm like, but I know that that's not true. I want to go to Evangeline's because every time I hear that name, mm-hmm. I think of The Princess and the Frog. Mm-hmm. So then I started to look it up and shit. And then I just had to laugh to myself, like you are out of your fucking mind. Because I think the restaurant was called, like, Tiana's Place or some shit. Because the girls there was Tiana, not even Evangeline was, like, a star or some shit. It was something weird.
Oh, my gosh.
From the movie. Like, if I actually went back and thought about what was actually happening in the movie. So when I told Michelle, and I was like, yeah, but the restaurant. Because when I told her about Evangeline, she was like, yes, I want to go, too. She was so excited. And then when I was like, yeah, but you know the restaurant wasn't called Evangeline's, and neither was. She was like, "Don't tell me that,
right?
Because we're here now. Right. And this is like ruining my experience." But, but no, I've been wanting to go to New Orleans since then. There's a lot of things that I didn't get to see while there, that I would love to go back and see. You know, some of the tours and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I did want to go check out a cemetery, you know, because as she was telling me, reminding me. That, you know, they bury their people above and not below because of, you know, where the city sits. Mm-hmm. So walking through one of those cemeteries would have been pretty cool.
How would that have looked? They bury them above.
So, you know, that all, you know, when, so I don't think it was with us, but we wrote, yeah, you weren't, because me, Jamie, and Mashauna, we all went out to the 7th Ward and to get the beignets from Antoine's, like shit, the ones we brought back to y'all.
Bomb
is fun.
Forget Cafe Bomb.
That joint with the glaze on it, and then the cinnamon sugar joint.
Donuts.
It was so the beignets that we had got from Cafe Beignet, they were so like doughy on the inside. It was it was reminiscent of
funnel cakes.
No, it was like a donut, but you know the donut that you get that's like, not like Krispy Kreme. It's like it's almost like a donut that you would get that don't got shit on it. Like when you go to the donut place and it's that one little ugly donut and you bite it and it's just like donut inside. That's just like donut is like it. Like ain't nothing popping on it.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like that. I felt like, okay, dusted powder, whatever. But them joints from Antoine's, they were light and like flaky and layers.
Like a pastry.
Yeah, it was like giving all the things.
Giving all the things.
And keep in mind, we had them all hot off the press. So you guys got them
hours
removed and they were still good. But that shit, they was in the back seat like fucking them joints up.
Yeah, we crushed them at that table.
They was torched.
I think they were supposed to go to the other tables, but I don't think they made it.
I mean, I love all of you guys, but I was mostly concerned about Danielle and Ebony trying them. That was the thing when we bought them. And they got crushed.
Me, Danielle, Denise, we crushed some joints.
And Yana, y'all, basically the table y'all was at, that's who was supposed to have them.
Yeah, we crushed them.
Yeah, done.
We was like, oh,
that was a good one. I was glad we went there. Now, they also went to somewhere called Manchu's for chicken, but of course, I don't eat chicken, but the way they was talking about the chicken. So, the funny thing about Jamie, shout out to Jamie. Shout out to my nigga Jamie, because Jamie is always in the mix. Like, anything that I got going on that's important to me, Jamie is always around for it, holds me down every time, cannot complain, solid-ass nigga, A1. So, shout out to Jamie for being here, and I feel like almost the entire trip, me and Jamie were together. Like, at some point, we may have not been, you know, we wake up in the morning and everybody's kind of on the move. But then eventually, we kind of, like, settle the day and we're together until we're not. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Jamie for that. But he's so interesting because it takes time to figure out whether or not Jamie likes something. Even if he likes it initially. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those people, like, he going to bite the chicken. Is it good? Yeah, it's all right. And he going to keep eating it. But if you didn't ask any more questions, you would think that the chicken was just all right, because that's how it's going to start off for him. Mm-hmm. But then I know to ask him other questions or ask again mm-hmm. as he continues to eat it. And then by the time it was all over with, you know, very flavorful. Like, this nigga's on Top Chef, like, back there reviewing the chicken and shit. But off the first, you know, so how is it? Well, it's all right. That means I love it. That means I love it, basically. You know what I'm saying? But trip was dope. Trip was dope. Had a lot of great people around. I was glad that it was a good mix of people, you know, past, present, hopefully everybody future. But I was glad to have all of these different, what do you call it, relationships represented for mm-hmm. such a monumental experience yeah. for me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that kind of bridging the gap of time with all these many people, mm-hmm. even down, shout out to Brittany and Tiffany for coming from LA or California, LA-ish, for being able to come through from there. We had people coming from everywhere. So we had them, we had some people from Florida, obviously us from Virginia and Maryland and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that so many people were willing at a time like this, considering what all is going on in New Orleans, and nobody, like, back out and opt out to come, you know, and we still made it a thing. Like, shout out to everybody that did that. That was big for me. I don't think that it's going to take a lot to live it down and you know, kind of raise the bar mm-hmm. around an experience like that.
Well, yeah, that was what my toast was really about to you. Like, just, you know, not only the person that you are, but, like, that... the climate that we're living in, the climate in which we put yeah. ourselves in, for us to agree to come
right.
and continue to come.
Yeah. Because I think everybody could have agreed to come, and then once things started to get a little, then everybody could have been like,
backed out.
Yeah. Because like, I remember at one point Fred was like, you know, we got to just keep watching. But Fred's thing was more of, would we have gotten to a point where the restaurant wouldn't have let us use it? Mm-hmm. You know, she was right. more concerned
right.
about
right.
the logistics than it was actually going on the trip. Yeah. And funny, my niece, Ashley, she was like, every time we go somewhere, when we leave, it gets shut down right after we leave. Because remember, that's mm-hmm. what happened when we went to New York, mm-hmm. right as COVID came into play, for real. Mm-hmm. We had went, it was that weekend, in March in 2020.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that Sunday, we were driving home, mm-hmm. and that Sunday, New York got shut. We were like mm-hmm. hours outside of New York City shutdown, lockdown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that all the things that they started doing didn't really happen until, you know, after we had gotten through the bigger portion. Yeah, the mm-hmm. weekend and the more important parts of the trip. But overall, the entire trip was a great trip. Again, shout out to everybody that came. If you're listening, I love you guys. I appreciate you doing that and being there with me for that moment. Mm-hmm. It was huge. I look forward to going on another trip.
Me too.
And doing it again. Something that we could do annually mm-hmm. Where we can all, other than a couple, you know, slight hiccups, I feel like overall we had a really good trip.
I agree.
Yeah. Considering we had so many people from so many different walks of life, like me being the nucleus, right? Mm-hmm. But all these people don't actually interact with each other.
Yeah, I wanted to know who was in the room with me,
right?
And like, so hopefully when we go next time, we can have, like you said earlier, a meet and greet where we can like meet each other.
Correct.
And like,
I think we took for granted that we were all family, and so that meant we all know each other, because I know everybody in the room. We all know each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So after you had said that kind of rung a bell to me. Like I said, no wonder people, like I said, with name tags at family reunions and shit, because you really just don't know who all your family
you
is.
You don't know the connection.
How you're connected mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely look forward to, not a do-over, but a do-again, mm-hmm. because I don't think we could do this over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great trip.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was. Made me very happy. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, aside from all of that, I'm not going to let, because, and I'm just going to say this out loud, because obviously there are people on my page They don't like to see me happy very much. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah. So
on your page that don't like to see you happy.
Listen.
Well, why are they on your page?
Listen. In the last 2 days, my Facebook page has, I got locked out of it one day. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I got one of my posts flagged as not meeting community standards.
Oh, my gosh.
No lie. In a 24-hour time frame, these two things took place. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say there's so many other things I can say about this trip, but I choose not to because I realize that there are not people necessarily out there that are happy to celebrate with me around things that make me happy.
Then get off her page.
Like shit. Like, please. Because I would like to celebrate in the fullness thereof. But I realize that these people exist. But no, like, literally. I posted something, because you're not on Facebook. So I posted, like, pictures of me and Nick and Ashley. And like, pictures of Jamie and Michonne. Like, all the pictures of kind of everybody. Michelle, anything I had. Uh-huh. And just basically kind of spoke to, you know, I always do a recap of my birthday. And, you know, the people that were there and what I did.
I ain't got no pictures of you with you, but go
no,
ahead.
Yeah, that is weird as shit. And we didn't take a group picture.
Weird.
On Saturday, weird. Not one group picture.
Weird, but go ahead.
Yeah, but exactly. But no, like, the post literally came back and was like, yeah, this doesn't meet community standards.
Of people? Pictures of people don't meet the community standards.
Yeah, and the words were like, you know, I said that, you know, I went through the nouns. I went through people, place, thing. So I said people, everybody that came on the group. Place, obviously, New Orleans thing was the party, and then my favorite pronoun, of course, you know what I'm saying, and kind of wrote up some stuff about her, but other than that, there was nothing there that was like, right, that's my point. So then I had to screenshot that, and then repost it and say, this is odd to me, you know, this is funny as fuck, that this didn't meet community standards. Yeah, like, who, why are you guys here?
Who's the community?
Yeah, who made the standards? So we can discuss.
So I can talk to you.
What are the standards? Let's talk about that. What are the community are the standards? Because this post is about love.
About love.
It's about
fellowship.
It was about
connection.
It was about self-love and exploration and the appreciation for others and growth and healing. So what, like, Facebook, tell me. Hey, people out there watching. Tell me, what are the community standards that the kid is not hitting so that I know how to tailor my post so people don't be flagging me? That's whack. That's wild. Be happy for me, y'all. Like, I'm just saying.
So people, you know, can be happy, like, for me. Not like what you see and hit report.
Yes, obviously. Somebody. Yo.
Somebody didn't have the love and the commitment and the fellowship and report.
So look. So
crazy.
So the first time around, it was like I was locked out of my account as if somebody had tried to go into my account as me. It locked me out to the point where she went to go look, and even from her side, it was like my page didn't exist because it was locked. So I had to go through all of these hoops and change my password and email and phone number. Like, weird, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all from a post that is geared loving towards love and no hatred,
none.
So my prayer is for the reporter.
The reporter. Hey, first and foremost, let me say it right now, out in the open, out in the clear, so everybody hears me say it, so that anybody who tries, does, or sends, I do in full mind, body, and soul, send back to senders.
Yeah,
whatever is sent to me to harm me, hurt me, or anybody around me that I love, I return to sender. That is a real thing for me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So just know, people, when you out there playing around and whatever you're doing, that anything that I feel, I get inclination about, anything that my spirit does not agree with, if you send that kind of negativity or angst or whatever it is towards me, I automatically return to sender. So you might as well just keep it, because I got a feeling that when it comes back different. Because the same way I'm looking for sevenfold, hundredfold return, when it's coming back, I'm sure it's coming back with a different kind of force. You might as well hold on to it.
Yeah.
And don't even send it my way so I don't got to send it back. Because the bounce back sometimes is worse than that first bounce.
That's it.
So I'm just saying that out loud so everybody know. But yeah, it's weird. Like somebody will press report on a post like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Sad. It's weird, unfortunate. And it's sad.
It's unfortunate, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want me to be happy, y'all. It's weird. Mm. What's wrong with them? I'm happy though.
Yeah.
I'm happy though.
And I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah, I'm the happy kind of happy that it's not, you know, like what do they call that? You know how you go from one extreme to the other? Mm-hmm. Like I don't feel that. I don't feel like I'm like extremely to the left. Mm-hmm. I feel here and whole. You know what I'm saying? I feel happy, but I don't know if I posted it the other day or I read it, but it was something about, you know, just kind of being in this neutral place where you don't really swing too far left mm-hmm. or right, mm-hmm. but you're present. Like, I just feel like that. I just feel like I'm very aware of what's going on around me and hypersensitive to the good that I'm experiencing and, you know, allowing myself to be stimulated by it, but not in a way where I am off put in any way by being so happy. Mm-hmm. It's just that I feel genuine joy around my life and the things that are happening inside of it. Man, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for all the people, again, going back to the trip, that were there, participated, that clap for me and, you know, stuff like that. And, and I think we got an interesting ride to go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to plan the next party. We obviously got to have another one.
Yes,
you know what
do.
I'm saying?
Yes,
you know, this party just kind of lines us up for the next party. So, excited about it. But anywho, we spent a lot of time on the trip. We could talk about it probably till the end of the show if we wanted to. But so we wanted to talk about intimacy, right? Mm-hmm. And so, of course, in looking up kind of what that looks like for different... I actually didn't define it. I didn't want to because I kind of wanted us all to have a conversation around what intimacy is. But I realized that depending on what I was reading, there's anywhere between 4 to 8 types of intimacy. Mm. That I did not know. Now, I realized that I'm thinking about intimacy from the standpoint of I have. Someone said you found your peace. It's funny that you put peace in the quotations like that, because actually I call the person peace. That's exactly what I call them. From the day that I met them, almost, I knew exactly what it was when I experienced, except for the little vibe, you know. But we'll tell that story another day.
No, we won't.
We're not. We're not
keep going.
Okay, all right. I will tell it.
Maybe later.
Another day. Yeah, another day. More drinks, but another day. But
not
nonetheless,
on here. Not on here.
Yeah, not here.
Because some stories are only for the
people in the room, and the people in the room. But I will say that I have been calling this person peace since day one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even with, like I said, don't get me wrong. Things are happening outside. Every day. That's just the way it is. You know, steal, kill, destroy is a thing. No matter what you believe in, no matter what your religious background, blah, 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 there are certain principles and stuff like that that are operating around us no matter what. So I feel like we're always going to be in a position where something, someone, some energy, some, you know, whatever it is going to have the intentions to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact. So there are things constantly trying to do those three things around me, but not happening inside of my little inner circle, mm-hmm. to where when those things are happening around me, I feel much more grounded, much more sound, much more equipped to handle and deal. So you're absolutely right. Peace is a good one. And the fact that you would choose that word just better lets me know that it's in alignment. So thank you for that. Yeah, and all of those little joints you just posted, I think those like the blush happy faces, that's exactly me on the inside. But I don't know. It'd be the ones that got like all the hearts and shit.
And like,
yeah, like like that. That's like, yep, that's exactly how I feel. But anyway, so when I was thinking about intimacy, I'm thinking about the actual relationships. So I'm thinking about romantic relationships, then, you know, how you can have them with your, you know, kids or friends or whatever. I didn't even think about it from a standpoint of, what do they call those? I want to call them function, but I don't feel like that's what it is. But as I was reading, it's like, you know, emotional intimacy, physical intimacy, mental intimacy. They had affection. They had spiritual intimacy. And they said affection, but not like sex. So affection that is not sex. They had physical that is not sex. Then they had sex, which is sex. So they had the three of those separate as it related to intimacy. Okay. And not all grouped together. So
example of like, okay, physical intimacy but not sex. Holding hands?
Maybe. Or is that affection or is that physical? So that's what I'm saying. Like that's the part where emotional now I want to be more. So I didn't actually. So what it said was, I don't know if I could bounce out. I feel like if I bounce out, I'm gonna lose something. But it was basically saying that emotional was like, you know, when you are able to discuss your feelings and shit, like, yeah, like vulnerable. Shit like that. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what it was saying about the emotional side of it. So yeah, it's a spiritual and all that. So now I feel like I'm in for an even greater conversation now that I've not better understand the depths, but now that I have an awareness that there is so much depth around intimacy, because I feel like we've said it before on one of the other shows. I feel like people in some ways have been like even desensitized to love, because people believe that love is synonymous with romance. And so if you are not in a romantic kind of experience with a person, then love should not exist there. Yeah. I feel like we have a hard time in families, particularly in Black families, because I can't speak on others. But I do try to use the word love a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot more than what I feel like I heard as I was being raised up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of times we don't actually like, what is it? What word am I looking for? I guess I'll say celebrate. We don't celebrate love like we should inside inside of our families and friendships and stuff like that. Because I feel like when people start speaking of love, it starts to make people feel weird and awkward, because to say I love a person or whatever it is sounds like it starts to push over into some inappropriate realm of existing with other people. And I feel like that's really bad for us, because I feel like it puts huge limitations on how we are able to experience one another. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people don't want to be touched. And I don't. You know, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't like strangers touching me. You know what I mean? I like space. I like my personal space. And I'm not so very touchy-feely. But when I love people, you know, and they're close to me and my cousins and shit, I want to hug and, you know, put my arm around your shoulder, you know, shit like that, and feel like that's okay. But I know it's a lot of people that don't want to be touched at all. Like, touching feels, not to speak on somebody else's experience, but I know, you know, just in my brother talking about it and him raising his son and stuff, you know, my nephew is very touchy feel. Like, he is very affectionate towards his father. He loves him. And I love to see that. I also realized that because my brother obviously was not raised the way my nephew was raised, that is a bit of a, maybe not now because he's used to his son, but probably initially it's like, why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's because we haven't quite normalized that, you know, as a thing. And then even that is intimacy, parent to child, you know what I'm saying? And I think that we don't, or we haven't, should I say, because I don't have children that I have birthed and, you know, raising in that way. But I think that a lot of people are being sold or selling themselves short just because we don't understand the importance of intimacy.
Right. And I think
and the relationships that we have and how those help us to have healthier relationships. I used to always say, so I had this group called Couples Connecting, by the way. Shout out to Couples Connecting. We'll be coming back. Stay tuned for that. But anyway, the one of my biggest things around even creating that group was because I felt like healthy relationships inside the home help to produce healthy relationships outside the home, but also having healthy relationships outside the home helping to reinforce what's happening inside the home. It's kind of like a domino effect. Oh, shit. I did it again. Oh, stop doing that.
There you go.
Here we go. Back. I could be the tech guy, too. But no, I think that it's important for us to kind of heal in these ways and explore new ways to operate so that we know how to deal with people. I feel like a lot of our relationships are ruined because we don't know how to operate inside of. You said when we were talking about the emotional part, like vulnerability. I think vulnerability is a big thing, particularly in romantic relationships. I can say, in looking back on my own, you know, some of my own, in ways where I probably wasn't very vulnerable, but because of things that, you know, I've experienced in the past that didn't make me feel like being vulnerable was okay. But I also now understand how not being vulnerable ends up being a barrier to that particular relationship and probably every other one, you know, that I'm also operating inside of.
Yeah.
So I think intimacy is important. I think we got to dig into it and figure it out.
I think in addition to all of what you just said, I think...
I did say a lot, I'm sorry.
No, I think we're just very limited in what we know intimacy to be. When you ask somebody...
That's exactly it.
When we ask someone what is intimacy to them, they're going to automatically go to sex.
Yeah, which happened when we were on our call. The immediate thing was like sex and
intimacy,
like,
as far as romantic. And it's so much more to that.
Yeah.
And when I think of intimacy, I think of, you know, closeness.
Yeah.
Vulnerability, number one. Safety. And you have to be those things with yourself.
Yeah, first.
So that you can... you know, display those things outward.
Yeah, and I feel like as soon as you say intimacy with self, masturbation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like self-pleasure.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking, I'm talking about spending time with yourself.
Going to
getting to know yourself.
Lunch by yourself. People won't even go out to eat by themselves.
Your private thoughts.
I'm like, what is
like actually sitting inside your private thoughts and dealing with your own feelings about things and understanding yourself. You know what I mean? That's the thing that I kind of want to dig into around what I believe. Now, here's the thing. We learning, right? So I don't know if this shit is right or wrong.
Right.
Is there a right or is there a wrong?
Right.
I just feel like we have been misguided. I feel like intimacy has been misrepresented. And I think that if we did a better job of exploring what intimacy could be and should be, like I said, it probably would make... Going back to something that I heard someone say before about sex, I feel like there's a tremendous amount of shame that comes along with sexual experiences, no matter what your religious backgrounds are or whatever. Even if you took the religious part out of it, I think that there's a great deal of shame that comes along with it. But I feel like that's because as you were raised up, just anything around sex and stuff like that has like this negative connotation with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember being a younger person and being taught about sex in a healthy way. I never remember having positive conversations around sex and what it's supposed to be like. You know, it's one of those, all you heard was that you should be saving it for marriage or whatever. And, you know, obviously the idea around the fact that babies come from sex. But I never recall ever hearing anything about sex that didn't make me feel afraid or ashamed of it. And I think that has something to do with, you know, the images that we have of ourselves, you know, the images that people project on us. Outside of, even outside of the times where we're having sex, you know what I mean? It goes back to labels and all these other things that we all operate inside of, that just make what we believe to be intimacy, which everybody equates intimacy to sex, mm-hmm. being a very like shameful mm-hmm. thing. You know what I'm saying? And I want to get away from that, because I feel like people would have healthier sexual experiences and have healthier habits and things like that. People will be walking in more of their truth and stuff like that, and be here and whole and present mm-hmm. if they didn't feel like they had to hide mm-hmm. themselves yeah. because of ridicule and mm-hmm. condemnation and mm-hmm. shit like that. Like I always say, natural conviction is perfect. I feel like it's inward. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you do something and there is an innate thing of conviction that happens on the inside of you, not something that you thinking about what my mama gonna think or what mm-hmm. they told me or what they said or who gonna see me. I don't mean that type of shit. I feel like when you do something that's not right, mm-hmm. I feel like there's an innate amount of an innate element of conviction that happens on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. I feel like, unfortunately, specifically in our community, or particularly in our community, when we start talking about intimacy, sex, blah, 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 there's a tremendous amount of condemnation, you know what I'm saying, that is attached. Mm-hmm. I think we have to separate those two things. And yes, you got to know if the things that you are doing are right or wrong as it relates to what you are supposed to be doing with your body mm-hmm. between you and God yeah. and yourself and yeah. figuring that out. And that has to be a very... kind of vertical
personal.
Thing
versus thing.
A horizontal thing where yeah. it's this is not a group matter. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
No.
How you do it, when, with whom, and all of that, where, all of that has to be personal choices that you can live in a line with. And if you could do that, I think that you should be straight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's personal conviction that comes along with that. So as long as you are not personally convicted on the inside about what it is that you choose to do and how, I think that you should relieve yourself of the
other people's
bullshit
stuff.
And the condemnation and
other
shit like that.
Stuff.
Yeah, they're bullshit. We're gonna call that bullshit.
Stuff will weigh you down.
But I feel like we gotta dig so deeply into that just so that we can relearn and unlearn. You know what? Mm-hmm. I feel like in order for us to even explore really what intimacy is, we almost have to dismantle all the myths and shit like that about it
mm-hmm.
so that we can start to dig into that conversation. Because it's unfortunate that the biggest thing, like I said, people gonna automatically think of
sex.
Is sex. And I feel like that's the least of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, I feel like sex is like the end
mm-hmm.
of something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the destination,
yeah.
if you will. I feel like the conversations and all the things that lead up to that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that is the intimacy.
Yeah, intimacy.
You know, the intelligent conversations
yeah.
and the compliments and the time mm-hmm. spent, you know, the holding of hands, the being able to rest your head on a person's shoulder. And it's, you know, things like that. I feel like that stuff is the stuff that really helps to define
yeah.
what intimacy
yeah.
really looks like.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's all the stuff that kind of gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And dismissed
because people think
that intimacy
yeah.
and sex are the same thing.
Yeah, intimacy is the sharing of feelings, the
right,
the sharing that I'm
views
hurt.
And morals and values.
I need you.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling right today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the celebration of something that happened that you want to share
yeah.
with somebody. It's the not understanding,
yeah.
it's the vulnerability,
yeah.
it's the crying in front
mm-hmm.
of somebody who you never even cried
in front of before, yeah.
Like, it's letting your guard down.
Yeah, it's you being able to be you.
You, basically.
I think that's what, so I don't know if this is, I don't know, like, who made it, but I remember some years back, like, someone that spelled intimacy out as into me, I see, or into me, you see, something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I really think that's us saying that about you, you know, being you. I think that's exactly what intimacy is. It's
mm-hmm.
a person being able to be themselves with themselves
mm-hmm.
and then being able to be themselves with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be some reciprocity in
yeah.
that. You know, like
yeah.
I could be me with when I'm with you, and you can be you when you're with me,
yeah.
and we don't have to be guarded, and we don't have to be, you know, have to have these walls up and stuff like that. But there's so many things that I feel like get in the way of our ability to connect like that. You know what I'm saying? But again, I think that that's a big
thing. I think some people just don't want to connect like that.
Yeah, now, I do. I do think that there are people out here that don't want to, but I think it's more that people don't know how.
They don't know how.
I think, going back to it, I think the unfortunate part about it is that because people have used sex and intimacy as the same thing when they're really not, I think that people have had poor relationships with sex and stuff like that. And so it makes it almost impossible
to be intimate with people
In a healthy way because of being misguided, misinformed.
Intimate is like depth. Like people don't
You gotta go deep inside.
It's not just surface. Sex is just surface.
Yeah. Whatever. Anybody could do that. Person at any time.
Yeah.
Realistically.
But will you really tell somebody how you really feel?
Will you tell them the truth?
You won't.
Will you tell them the truth? I think that's the beautiful thing about this experience that I've been in recently. Like, I don't know why, but I kept just saying, show me who you are so I could love that. That was like my coin thing. All of, just show me whoever you are so I could love that. That gives me a the ability to decide. But then that's you being without representative. Obviously, I'm asking for it, so that's me showing up without representative. And I feel like actually even bringing that into view, I feel like that is one of the greatest barriers to intimacy. The fact that we are always showing up as somebody else. We do it at work. We do it in our friendships. We do it with our family. Always having to show up as another person just to be able to be welcome in certain groups and rooms and places. And so how realistically could you dig into the depths of intimacy if you can't even show up as yourself? Do you know who you are as yourself?
Yeah, I do.
To even be able to...
I hope the people listening get to know who they are.
Yeah.
Because once you do, it is like no turning back.
Yeah.
Like, it is a newness. It is a...
Yeah.
Like, that's that whole Bible verse about being a new creature, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really get to know who you are and you can operate in that, and when people can't approach you or can't even really deal with who you are, then sorry.
Like, yeah.
And it's not about being rude.
It's just a fact.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
It's a
fact. Once you have decided that you are going to be whoever it is that you are, showing up whole and authentic, organic, and you living like that, and you see how much less you have to work in order to be that. I think people, the misconception is that in order to be liked, you have to shape, shift, and conform.
Much. You have to do so much.
There's so much work to being liked.
You don't have to do nothing.
Once you find out that people are going to like you as you, and you, it's almost going back to what I said at the beginning of this, that I am here and I am whole, that I just exist. And in me existing, the people that find favor in that, the people that find value will, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do anything except show up as myself.
But I think that the people that find favor and value in that, they're doing the
same thing.
Absolutely. They're showing up.
For themselves.
You know, for themselves,
too.
So it can't be like
one-sided.
One person showing up and you just reaping the benefits.
Correct.
No, it's not going to go nowhere.
Correct.
But when you both are showing up, when you both know who you are, when you both... you know, are operating in your full, authentic self, then it's nothing but a great exchange that's going to happen.
Correct.
But it can't be one-sided.
And I find a lot of times that I know when I'm in an experience where it is imbalanced.
You can feel
immediately.
That. You can sense it. You can feel it.
Now that I'm operating in that sort of truth with myself, I see it before it even gets close, what's about to happen here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what kind of experience this is about to be. Mm-hmm. You know when you are in a room of people who are not operating on the same wavelength as you in that manner. And not to say that that's bad or worse. I mean, everybody is
different.
We're all somewhere in our journeys, and that's where we belong until we belong somewhere else. So that's not to discredit anybody or anything like that.
I
just know the difference that I feel when I am places where there's more commonality around that than not. You know what I mean? The lack of drama, the lack of discord and dissension. Oddly enough, I feel like that's what made that experience over the weekend so disheartening. Without digging so deeply into it, that because that is not a way that I operate from on a regular basis, it was so overstimulating that it was like every sound, you know what I'm saying? It was all just like so heightened in how it was affecting me, you know what I'm saying? On top of the fact it was hot, you know, so many other things, but I'm just not used to that anymore. Whereas I used to live in a very chaotic world that was full of arguing and fighting and drama and this. So silence and peace seemed chaotic coming out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like you trying to stir up some shit because you just so used to so much sound.
Yeah.
But once you get to a point where you are operating in more peace and quiet, when things start to rumble and there becomes like disarray, you really know and you feel, you know what I'm saying? You feel that negative exchange. Mm-hmm. But I think that goes back to getting to know yourself. Like, I'm so much more aware of myself now that I almost can't handle it. You know what I'm saying? I almost cannot handle those kind of experiences anymore because of how in tune with myself
you are.
I am and what I want to put inside of me, what I want to experience, what I want to take in.
Is what I want to give out.
Is what I want to give out. But I also need there to be balance, like you said. So if I'm in an environment where I know that we can't have that exchange, it's almost better to remove. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that this is not good for me and probably not good for the people around me. You know what I'm saying? Because you only can put out what you take inside. You start taking that kind of shit inside of you, then eventually someone else is going to start to get the ends of that, you know what I mean? That are no longer you. Cause now you didn't take some stuff inside you that doesn't belong there. But again, that goes to like really like getting to know yourself. So the first thing I really want to dig into, whether we have the whole group back together or it's just us or it's just shit, it might just be me. I don't know. All y'all talking about y'all need vacations and shit. Just was on a vacation.
What?
But anyway, I'll just sit here and talk by myself. You know, me and B. I call B out of the studio so B can come sit with me. But no, I really would like to like walk away from this show and really, and all of you guys out there watching and listening and hearing and seeing, think about what intimacy looks like as for yourself personally. Take all the other people out. In what ways do you experience intimacy with yourself? How do you make time for it? Do you make time for it? Do you know what that looks like? Is that a thing? Is it possible? Even, you know, depending on what kind of, some people don't like to be alone at all. So the idea of having intimate time alone, that is not sexual, by the way, may not stand for some people. Because that may make people very, a person that doesn't want to be alone, that might make them very uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to explore what that looks like. First, starting with yourself. And then looking at all the many aspects of intimacy. So spiritually, you know, what kind of relationship do you have with yourself? You know, emotionally, like what kind of thoughts do you have about yourself? You forget the thoughts that you want to share with other people and the feelings and stuff that you have, that you actually speak out to others. Like, what? How do you feel about yourself? You know what I mean? I feel like that digs into your self-esteem and your self-worth and, you know, builds on your self-love. So really exploring what intimacy looks and feels like. Before us deciding to have this conversation before we close, because 6 o'clock came quick. But before we decided to have this conversation, do you feel like you have like an intimate relationship with yourself? Like, had or had you even considered what that mm-hmm. looks like?
Mm-hmm. So for me, I think being a single woman for a very, very long time, I feel like I have a very intimate relationship with myself.
Okay.
And I'm not speaking of
sex
and
you actually have some really good
dildos and all of that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about dildos, guys. I'm talking about being alone with myself.
Dating
myself. Like, would I date me?
Yeah. I just saw something man posted the other day. Would you date you?
You know, I like to be alone. I don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I like myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people do not like to be alone. They need to be with others.
Correct.
So I feel like I am very vulnerable with myself. Like, I know where I'm a mess and I know where I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is it tough having those conversations with yourself when you're a mess?
It's not.
It's not tough.
I'd be like, Ebony.
You're not well.
This is crazy.
We are like, not doing well.
We're not doing well. We are nice people.
We are nice people.
So that when I interact with people that can't accept when I'm bringing my real authentic self, that bothers me and it irritates me and it annoys me because
imagine.
I'm not coming at you in any way, shape or form other than me. So when you're not ready perceive that,
right, it's like
what are you, like, you're looking at your previous experiences and putting me in that instead of taking me for what you're getting,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So like, I know who I am. I know what I like. Uh-huh. I know what I don't like. I know what I will tolerate. I will tell you what I don't like. I will tell you what I will not tolerate.
Do you feel like that helps or hinders? I feel like the more in tune with yourself you become, the harder it is to have relationships with others.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like people are so boxed in.
Mm-hmm.
That your freedom, Jamie used to say this to me all, he was like, you just too free.
Mm-hmm.
You too free for, I think you might even say this to me before too. Mm-hmm. Like, once I was not in these relationships or whatever, work, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that was so binding.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like really operating from a free and fuck it type mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the things that I would be willing to say
mm-hmm.
to a person,
mm-hmm.
as long as it was true,
mm-hmm.
with no malice, obviously,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any intents to hurt anybody, but there's a certain honesty that comes along with freedom, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Being able to just say some shit that you probably wouldn't normally say when you're people-pleasing and shit
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm in a position where I'm really trying to please me
mm-hmm.
and just pray that I get lucky enough that other people are pleased in the meantime while that is happening. I found that freedom
mm-hmm.
creates more discord than not.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Initially, it was like it made more problems
mm-hmm.
than dismantling them, because I feel like people who are still bound in those ways
mm-hmm.
don't know how to experience you in that kind of freedom, if that makes sense.
I agree. So to answer your question, yes, I do feel like it helps me, but it hinders what could be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that when I explain to somebody, oh, like, if I'm, like, speaking of, like, an intimate relationship or romantic relationship.
Right, okay.
If I'm like, yeah, they just wasn't, you know, somebody is like, well, you, they're already thinking about what I
right.
should be doing.
Yeah.
Instead of
yeah.
what I am doing, right. which honors me.
Yeah.
And gives me
yeah.
a boundary right. to, like, say, this is what I'm going to tolerate. But I feel like it hinders what other people may want for you or what they think
right.
they want for you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm seeing someone or wanting to, like, date someone.
Yeah.
And in the dating process, it's just not working.
Right.
Because it's just not.
Right.
People that think they know me.
Yeah.
Are automatically saying what
I'm doing yeah.
or what I should be doing when I'm really being me.
Yeah.
And I'm really having a boundary.
Rhonda said, yes, yeah, the feeling of being judged.
Yeah.
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 Pretty much.
You know, when you want to be yourself, and then when you're showing up as yourself, people are not.
People don't like you.
People are as not.
As yourself.
They
but,
don't.
But I found that that's because they don't like them as themselves.
They, yeah.
And so they're trying to create a mirror with you.
Mm-hmm.
That they could be comfortable reflecting.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It has to be something that makes them feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
in order for them to want to experience you in that way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that freedom fuck people up.
And, like, the people please is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something to touch on. I had posted on my story
I saw that. Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
Like, why we do it.
Yeah.
You know, why people please,
uh-huh.
you know, and I was like, wow, like, these are all important
Name a couple.
Things, like, it was learned in our, like, it was a role in childhood.
Correct.
We saw people
doing it. Uh-huh.
We do it to avoid conflict.
Uh-huh.
We don't want nobody to be mad.
Correct.
We just want to, you know, be a problem solver,
right.
be the peacemaker,
uh-huh. yeah.
you know what I mean? We want to help others, but don't want to be helped. Like,
right.
so we'll please them when
we're
a mess.
Right.
But we want them to be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And won't ask for help.
We have not figured out our boundaries.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're not taught to have any.
Right.
We're
right.
not taught to have boundaries.
We receive praise when we, you know, when we
right.
people please. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And this was very, I was like, whoa. Our self-worth is tied to it.
Yep.
We feel like we're somebody when we can
do for other people.
Do for other people.
Mm-hmm. And whether or not, how other people perceive Oof. Us, what they say about us or not or whatever.
That is.
Yeah. That goes back to what we just said. Basically, it's really deep, ugly shit.
Ooh.
But I feel like all of that goes back. That first one that you said, that it's basically a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that goes back to the original conversation around intimacy.
Yeah.
I feel like
we haven't seen it. We were not taught it.
In a healthy manner, what we have believed of it
mm-hmm.
has been misleading,
mm-hmm.
And we've been misinformed,
mm-hmm.
and now it's another thing where we are, like I said, learning, unlearning, and relearning
yeah.
in order to have better experiences with
mm-hmm.
ourselves and thus
mm-hmm.
the ability to have better experiences with other people. But all starting from that learned behavior of what it is that we saw growing up with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I look forward to this conversation. I think we need it. Maybe a heavier one than our normal ones. Not as a light and airy. Not a lot to laugh about. But I feel like in the end, we end up getting the last laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we end up getting the last laugh because mm-hmm. once we are healthier
mm-hmm.
for ourselves and others, I think that it puts us in a better position.
Yeah, our families are healthier.
Absolutely.
The community is healthier.
That's it. That's
like,
it.
Like, everybody that we come into contact is healthier.
It's healthier because of us.
Because
you know, as we heal, the people around us heal too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we have the kind of conversations that allow us to do so. So we didn't have Yana in. I thought Yana was going to be able to buzz in, but she wasn't able to buzz in to give us our spiritual advisory for this week. But we are going to toss it up to E for our mindfulness card, and then we're going to get out y'all way. So, E, what you got for us for mindfulness?
So, I've got this card. It's called Name the Demons.
Name the Demons, guys. Name them.
And it says, we all have negative thoughts. I'm sorry. We all have negative thought patterns or habits that make guest appearances in our minds. Anxiety, self-criticism, doubt, or fear of missing out. We call these our demons because mm-hmm. they can make our lives hell. A powerful first step is to free yourself from your personal demons is to start by naming them. Calling them by their names whenever they appear means you create a little bit of distance between you and them.
Yep.
And that can help you to avoid getting entangled in an unproductive thought spiral. So next time you find your demons arising, try greeting them out loud. Hello, worry. Hello, jealousy. Hello, doubt. What you showing up for?
Sound crazy, but I feel like if you do some shit like that. But no lie.
It sounds like, crazy.
Yeah, but in thinking about like movies like The Exorcist and stuff like that, like even when we did that, when we returned to sender, we call
Hello,
the
and
thing
go back.
By
go back
name.
Where you came from.
Yes, we when you
but
call
isn't that
something
what Jesus
by name,
did? He
that's
called,
it.
He called the demon
that's what I was about to say. That's exactly what I was about to say. You Legion? Gotta, you have to address things specifically
by
as
their
they
name.
Are,
by their name.
So that they know. Because if everything is a spirit and everything is energy, right? And we have the ability to speak over things and make them this or that mm-hmm. or not, mm-hmm. come and go, whatever mm-hmm. it is. If we are afraid to speak to it directly, then how do we know that that missing link, that one word that we left out, is not now speaking to this over here versus dealing with that over there? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to deal with something specific, mm-hmm. you got to
call it out.
Right. I'm not coming in a room and saying, hey, y'all, when I want to talk to Ebony. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
And or when I want to talk to B, I'm going to call you guys by name so you guys know specifically what I want to give mm-hmm. each of you. Unless mm-hmm. unless this is round table and it all goes to everybody, you got to address the person mm-hmm. that you're dealing with. And I think that's the same thing.
Same
you got to be able to deal with it. Call it by name.
Call it by name. And don't
so that you
from
can
it.
Right, so you could deal with it.
Address that joint, call it
face
by
it.
Name, and face it.
Yeah. That's a big one, y'all. Y'all got to take that shit. That's some heavy-ass shit. Imagine waking up in your depression and calling it by name.
Hello, depression.
What's up?
What's up?
What we doing today? Nothing. You know
nothing.
What I'm saying?
We're doing nothing today.
Right. Imagine waking up and talking
Hello,
to...
Hello, love.
Yeah. And then, right. And then ushering that
Hello,
in.
Hello, peace.
Yeah. And ushering like, that shit in. Imagine it.
Why can't we say
I'm
hello
just saying.
To the good things?
See? Here we
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
You see what happens when we're together? Riot.
It's a riot.
It's a riot.
Hello,
Hello,
Joy.
Riot.
Hello, Riot. Hello, Riot.
Here you go with the Oh, man. I ain't playing with y'all, man. No, good show, though. I think this is
Name
a good conversation.
The
Name
this
the
week,
demons.
Y'all.
Name
speak,
your demons
speak
this
to them
week.
Joints. Speak to those positive things and,
negative,
to those negative things.
Call
too.
Them by name. Your mans. All right, we're getting out of here with our affirmation. Come on, take us home, B.
Oh,
pull yourself God. Together and take us home.
Oh, my God.
Your mans be luscious. Yo, y'all, wow.
Oh, my God. I gotta
take us home, B. What's our affirmation?
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
I am here. I am whole. Till next Sunday, 5 p.m.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, 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 peace.
Hey, yo, that's funny as shit, Joe.